This recording, Jiangsu 31, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at a no zoo in a deserted a district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, put up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the intercheekers began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Karma, which Sarah thought was a no choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is the Xishan Island in Suzhou, and it is an island in the Taihu Lake, which is very beautiful, and it is the biggest island among all the islands in this lake. It attracts many people from other places to enjoy its beautiful scenery. It has many mountains, and you can see a vast of the Taihu Lake scenery. Among all the mountains in this island, the tallest mountain is the Piaomiao Mountain, although it was not very much high as the Mount Huang. I like it very much. I have climbed it several times, but each time I enjoy different sceneries, and in different seasons we can see different things.
孔子论语，我第一一讲一，只要我学习字非一月好，一讲两语版字月方类非一落好，一讲三宁复之而复云非一君子好，为真第二两讲两，只要十三八一言以蔽之，要四无要两讲七，子于文有，只要谨之修者，子为能言。至于全木，简能于言，非经而为必好。两纲舍，子曰：食其少味，过其少语，足其少恶，宁也所哉，宁也所哉。